Blog Talk Radio.
Avec des gestes tendres, je te dirai les mots que tu rêves d'entendre. Je te découvrirai pour la première fois quand tu vas t'endormir, dormir tout près de moi. Je t'apprendrai la nuit dans sa longueur profonde. Sur le même océan, nous quitterons le monde. Et le premier soleil glissera sur ta peau, impatient de t'offrir d'autres matins nouveaux. Je t'apprendrai l'amour,
tu m'emmèneras où?
Ici, là-bas. Durera toujours. Je t'apprendrai la vie et ses joies et ses craintes. Je me ferai douceur pour étouffer tes plaintes. Et ton printemps si pur verra naître l'été quand tu deviendras femme. Pour mon éternité, je t'apprendrai l'amour avec des gestes tendres. Je te dirai les mots que tu rêves d'entendre. Je t'apprendrai par cœur sur le bout de mes doigts quand tu deviendras femme pour la première fois. Je t'apprendrai l'amour,
tu m'emmèneras où?
Ici, là-bas, partout.
Ça durera des jours.
Ça durera toujours.
Apprends-moi l'amour.
Je t'apprendrai l'amour,
tu m'emmèneras où?
Ici, là-bas, partout. Mais non, ça durera toujours.
Tu m'apprendras, promis.
Naomi, are you doing your intro?
Hello.
Yes, I am.
I am.
what a way to start out a show. Yeah, and you know that French song by Claude Barzetti is a classic here in Quebec. Well, it's actually a French song from Paris, and it's saying we'll make love and we'll love each other through all the new years and the new days and forever. And I thought it was a beautiful song to start out the show. And yeah, I want to welcome everybody to another Wednesday of the Art of Seduction, where we seep into your poetry, your sultry, seductive, and scintillating ink that fills us with warm shivers and sighs. And I hope everybody has had a great week so far. And, you know, I take the time to wish you all the happiest new year to come. And this show is all about that, having a happy, sexy new year to come. And all that love and all that seduction that can envelope us for the new year, the rest of this year, of course, and all the new year to come. And Pam, how are you doing tonight?
Oh, I am doing great. I'm looking forward to tonight's poetry. I read through it earlier today and looks like some just beautiful, sensual stuff. And you know, that was a wonderful intro song that you picked out. Of course, you know, I can't understand the French, but it's such a beautiful language. And the music itself had such a peaceful and romantic quality to it. So great choice.
Yeah.
And how are you doing?
Thank you. Yeah, I'm doing pretty good. I'm Christmas was a lot, but I'm doing fine. Looking forward to the show tonight and getting into these awesome, awesome rites. And and I see we have people on the board, so I want to say hi to Casey. Hi, Casey, and Robbie's on the board, and so I say a hi out to you guys. And indeed, Casey, great to see you. We haven't seen you in a while, darling. So awesome to see you there. And
And Darkened Auras.
Yeah.
All kinds of fun people.
Oh, yeah, true. Darkened Auras was there, too. Yeah.
Yes.
Hello. Yes. So hello to you, too, Darkened Auras. Awesome, awesome, awesome. So we're ready to get into your guys' poetry, and thank you so much, you know, for encouraging us every show. Without your poems, there would be no show. So, you know, thank you so, so much from the bottom of our hearts for writing for our shows. And even Phil is there. So hi, Phil. And first thing that she does. And
absolutely.
I see, Pam, you have our first write on the board.
Yes, it is New Year True Love by Darkened Auras. And go ahead, Naomi, and please give that a read for us.
Yeah, this is called New Year True Love by Darkened Auras. On New Year's Eve, just before midnight, I want you to kiss me and hold me so tight. Let that kiss linger into that next day. This is how I want us to always stay. The mind's here and now, the body's present and future, the heart's endless timeline. A true kiss is our suture. The prior year might have sucked, but it's now in the past, sealed with your kiss. Opening a new year with a love that will last. Our lips interlocked, can't think of a brighter start to a new year. Come hell or high water, will be as one heart and home. And this is such an endearing, you know, right on that love that is so strong. It withstands anything. Like she says, our lips interlocked, can't think of a brighter start to a new year. Come hell or high water, we'll beat as one heart, standing strong. You know, that love that you're so involved. You're so in sync with that other person that you love, that you can, you know, stand strong against all that, you know, all the lesser happier times or ordeals that come your way. You can just, you know, rely on that love to stay strong. So just a beautiful write here by Dark and Doris. And Pam, what did you think?
Yeah, I really liked this one. It's romantic. It's thoughtful. It has a tenderness to it. I really liked the wordplay in the part that says, you know, at the end, to a new year, come hell or high water, we'll beat as one heart. You know, just a wonderful write on the idea of a love that deeply connects two people. Another part that I really like is the mind's here and now, the body's present and future, the heart's endless timeline, a true kiss is our suture. That idea that kiss, that New Year's kiss, is what binds these two people together for the rest of their lives. So excellent write and very well done.
Oh, yes, indeed. Awesome, awesome write to start off the night, Dark and Doris. Thank you so, so much for sharing that. Now, I love the flow and the rhyme and the flow all through, and this is a superb first write. And what do we have up next, Pam?
Up next, we have Hopelessly Romantic by G.K. Maharjan, and it goes like this. My kiss will not certainly finish because I kiss the soul, not only the lips. You keep counting the time, my audience. Leave us alone if you've got the sense. What is that kiss if doesn't involve the French and some drops of saliva do not fall in the ranch? Time passes by because it's nature. Lover longs by with the lover's pleasure. Let the moth have some time with the light, and then we would talk about its die, leaving all owned. One loves hopefully, and sacrifices to become romantic hopelessly. Before the next sun of the new year, we consume each other without any fears. Life would be eternal, even after death. All the materialistic nonsense would shred. End poem.
Awesome, awesome read there, Pam. Yeah, I really, you know, liked his, you know, hopelessly romantic. You know, when you go all the way, you know, when you forget everything else. I just love the first, you know, I kiss the soul, not only the lips. There's something really beautiful about that sentence there. I'm going to comment farther, but I'll let you comment first, Pam. What did you think of this
write? All right. Well, I do have to agree with you that is a particularly wonderful line in the idea of being not just attracted to somebody's physical looks, but being attracted to the beauty of their soul. You know, I thought this had a romanticism to it, but it also had a passion to it. Another part that I was particularly drawn to and appreciated was let the moth have some time with the light. You know, the idea and the following lines, the idea of those that which we sacrifice to feel that pure love, to feel that pure seduction. And the idea of, you know what, just take that moment to be attracted to the light, to appreciate the light, and appreciate the sensuality in yourself and the other person. So excellent write and very well done.
Awesome comment. Awesome, awesome. Yeah, me too. I was attracted to that same, you know, that same stanza, let the moth have some time with the light. But also, before the next sun of the new year, we consume each other without any fears. Life would be eternal, even after the death. All the materialistic nonsense would shred. Makes me think, I just finished watching this Quebec series where, you know, it's like the Quebec Wall Street here. And, you know, there's all these rich families and they're all, you know, they're all in these like finance and dealing with earning more money by getting these deals done, these big finance deals. And the families all break apart, the friendships break apart. And, you know, as the ambition grows, everything falls apart, everything that's essential, all the love between these people all, you know, crashes. And, you know, this made me think of this poem where, you know, how come we can't just be hopelessly romantic? You know, it would be so beautiful just to leave all the other things and just love with all our beings, you know. Just a very powerful, powerful poem here, and great message, and I greatly enjoyed it. So thank you so much for sharing. And Pam, where are we going next?
All right. Up next we have I Receive the Motility of Your Eyes by Freya. And go ahead, Naomi, and give that a read for us, please.
I Receive the Motility of Your Eyes. A little backstory. It took us months to get ready for this New Year's Eve. First, we went to Japan for this cherry blossom festival, a trip of a lifetime, really. And that afternoon, when we found a warm, private spot, and with slow, circular movements surrounded by a cloud of cherry blossoms, you began to whisper, to guile the lily, top and bottom, inside and out. Honeycomb opened instantly. Insistent throb of bee wings. Wind moans, filling the branches with spring. The air so fragrant. Milky petals fall to the perfect earth. I receive the motility of your eyes into my blue pools. I feel magma streams join, making new land from our ancient source. I have never loved you more than this moment. This New Year's Eve comes our newly born daughter. Ah, that's so, so enchanting. So, such an endearing and delightful, you know, loving poem. Wow, just amazing. What did you think, Pam?
This has wonderful imagery in it. It is a beautiful and romantic poem, that a wonderful story poem that takes us through a timeline of love. And I especially like that this couple takes time to travel together, you know, and, you know, my favorite part was, and that afternoon we found a warm private spot and with slow circular movements surrounded by a cloud of cherry blossoms, you began to whisper to gild the lily top and bottom, inside and out. honeycomb opened instantly. Such beautiful sensual metaphors. And then, you know, that it ends with the, with New Year's Eve comes our newly born daughter. You know, it, obviously this isn't true in every relationship and every situation, but when you have a loving relationship and a child is created from that love, that is just one of the most beautiful blessings ever. I really felt this one in my heart. Very well done.
Oh, yeah, I agree. You know, that stanza there that you recited was so beautiful. And, you know, it is so important to travel. And, you know, especially with a loved one, you know, open up your horizons, you know, live those new experiences. Such a joy to have someone that shares that passion. You know, two people that share a same passion, that is of traveling. And, you know, I just love the air is so fragrant. Milky petals fall to the perfect earth. I receive the motility of your eyes into my blue pools. And, you know, when she's talking about her newly born daughter there at the end, just a beautiful, beautiful heartfelt right and so well done. Oh, bravo, Freya. Amazing, amazing writer she is. And Pam, where are we going next?
Well, that is a really good question, and we should probably find that out. Oh, my goodness, I tell you, it's an amazing lineup of poetry tonight. Wow. All right. And up next, we have Follow Me by Ruby2446. And it goes like this. New Year Eve, painted, preen, exfoliated, body butter leaving skin smooth as silk. Silk Ann Summer's lingerie caresses my body deliciously, putting them on in anticipation of them being removed. My hands that crave the feel of me, my hands that crave the feel of me, whose every touch sends pulses of desire and want and waves to all my hot spots. I am not the quiet, shy woman he thought I was. I know what I want and I know how to get it. And it's New Year's Eve and I want it all, to seduce and be seduced, fishnets and suspenders, a little black dress and stilettos. Finish the look. I feel so darn good. I close my eyes for a moment or two, lust sending quivers through me as I smooth my dress over my curves, coming out of my reverie, applying finishing touches, eyes smoky coal, almond-shaped, a natural feature, lips deep red and strawberry flavor for him to devour as he takes away my breath, as only he can. Just poured myself a glass and lay on the sofa, posed perfectly as he arrived. He sees one stockinged leg and 4-inch heel on the floor, the second slightly bent at the knee, stretched out on the sofa, and a body poured in black tight as a second skin, reclining seductively, come to bed, eyes wide and challenging, a mouth sipping champagne, sexually pouting. He leaves the bouquet of luscious, dewy, damp roses on the table, pours himself a whiskey, knowing I love its aromatic taste when we kiss, smoky and warm. He actually looked me over and whispered, wow. My heart pumped oxytocin and adrenaline, not blood. He knelt down, took my glass, ran his hands up and down my thighs, just so far, teasing me, claiming my hot, moist lips with the heady taste of whiskey mixed with bubbly delicious as our mouths puckered together. Passion, want, and need fueling our enthusiastic tasting. He broke away, dropped butterfly kisses on my shoulders and neck, lingering on my pulse point. He could feel my beats quickened to his touch, a sign to him of my arousal. Macho man, getting it right. Both our egos always needed satisfying. Making love was also power play. It's just the way we were. Testing, pushing, innovating. Well, tonight was mine. I held the trump card, but now I was like a good martini, stirred but not shaken. Heat suffused my body, molten desire ripped through me. My limbs were languid, my heart racing, fluttering to his ministrations, my breathing heavy, my voice that the sexy, raspy, breathless whisper he loved. I was ready. I stood and whispered, it's time. Holding a stiletto, I said, follow me. As my body glided across the room, nearly midnight New Year, I led him to a playroom, festooned with toys for me, toys for him, toys for us. All the games we have ever played and more. I was making sure New Year rides on the wings of adventure and the throes of exploration, bubbly whiskey and passion. Some ever-ready batteries, furry toys, some with locks, satin sheets, sultry lighting. He and I and our every fantasy. End poem.
Woohoo, what a way to keep a couple alive with all those toys. Just amazing. There's so many amazing lines in here. I just love the way she talks about, of course, the imagery is really, amazing throughout, how she prepares for him in the beginning, all the descriptions. But then, I just love the way she talks about the whiskey, pours himself a whiskey, knowing I love it's a romantic taste when we kiss, smoky and warm, and then my heart pumped oxytocin and adrenaline, not blood. And and when she says, claim my hot, moist lips with his, the heady taste of whisks with bubbly delicious as our mouth puckered together. And then the description, it's so, so hot. What follows this is so, so sexy, so sensual all through. Woo-hoo. Wow, Ruby. Yeah, what a write. This is just awesome. Yeah, follow me, the title. Follow me indeed. I bet he was following all right. This is just amazing. What did you think, Pam?
Oh, this was definitely amazing. It was a wonderful, sensual story, right? I really appreciated her attention to detail. Definitely a great way to spend the New Year's whiskey, champagne, and a room full of play toys for the both of you. I really thought this was beautiful all the way through. But I really particularly liked the part where she says, I am not the quiet, shy woman he thought I was. I knew what I want, and I know how to get it. And it's New Year's Eve, and I want it all, to seduce and be seduced. Wonderful line, beautifully written and very well done.
Indeed. Oh, yeah, that little black dress. Oh, all the things that it can do for the woman's self-esteem and for, to seduce. Every woman should have one in their closet, I say. Little black dress. And,
absolutely.
Just fabulous. A fabulous right by Ruby here. So bravo, Ruby. And where are you taking us next, Pam?
Well, up next, we have The Seal Box by Casey Day. And she was nice enough to supply us with a recording. So here we go.
The Seal Box. Another year spun upon the great wheel. As we lay our heads at the beginning and end, holding drops of hope between our teeth. Past year's taste lingering on our tongues like champagne and whiskey. We were two sides of a coin. Melting together with a bite of orange bitters, we went down like fire in the belly of a cold winter's night. And we loved like the stars, burning feverishly until we fall from heaven in a burst of cosmic unraveling. It's the kind of love people make wishes on. So, while the fireworks rupture in the cold midnight sky, we'll kiss a long kiss and hold the moment in our chests, long enough to stop our breath. We'll keep it there, in the space between our heartbeats until our tethers dissipate and the wheel comes to a halt, at least for us.
Oh, what a wonderful write by Casey here. My gracious, you know, I just love, you know, I love every part of this. You know, she has everything in here, the champagne, the fireworks, the kiss, you know, she has, she included everything. As we lay our heads at the beginning and end, you know, holding drops of hope between our teeth, past year's face lingering on our tongues, like champagne and whiskey. Wow, you know, such amazing, amazing lines throughout this. You know, I just love how she writes, you know, in the long, where they keep that long, the way she describes that long kiss in the end, you know, in the space between our heartbeats. Wow, such an amazing, amazing write. What did you think, Pam?
Well, before I comment, I would like to welcome Kate, aka Weaver, to the show. Welcome, Kate.
Oh,
glad
wow.
You could join us.
Hello, everybody. I'm glad to be here. Hi.
Hello, my darling. How are you tonight?
I'm wide awake. How are you?
Great. Great for us, anyway.
Thank you.
I'm good. Happy to have you. So happy. Did you happen to hear Casey Day's piece?
No, I'm sorry, I didn't. I was battling with the terrible gods of the radio station who, for some reason, don't recognize me. I was about 15 minutes. 15 minutes going, you're not on. No, not on. So I'm on now. Whoa.
Well, we're great. It's great to have you. Oh, my gracious, so happy. And I'll let you comment, Pam.
All right. Well, this is just absolutely beautiful. I enjoyed reading not only the poem, but also her AN with the information about the creation and the ingredients of the Seal Box drink. And I really appreciated that she used the ingredients in the drink as a metaphor for the kiss that they share and for the love that they share. This has amazing imagery and metaphor. I really particularly like, we went down like fire in the belly of a cold winter's night, and we loved like the stars burning feverishly until we fall from heaven, cosmic unraveling. You know, it really spoke to me on the idea of that deep intoxication of lust and of love. So beautifully written and very well done.
Oh, wow, Pam, that's awesome. I didn't even notice that AN, that the ingredients to that drink. Wow, you know, this is something I'm going to have to try for sure. that sounds just delicious. Oh, my gracious. And what a wonderful, wonderful write by Casey. Wow, you know, just I'm so happy. Now I know what a sealback is. I was wondering about that. So amazing, amazing, right. And so where do we go next, Pam?
All right. Up next, we have New Year's Eve Splash by Teresa Streshnikov. And would you, Weaver, give that a read for us, please?
Certainly. I haven't quite got it yet, but give me a moment. Refresh, refresh. That'd be the song that takes me to my grave. Refresh, refresh. No. I got it. New Year's got you. Where I am, chaos reigns. I'm terribly sorry. Right, New Year's Eve splash. On New Year's Eve, I made a resolution to keep you here with me. And kiss me soft, so soft and tender. Hold me tight with all your might. Make me scream, make me shiver. Let's bring next year in with a blast. Now let's get naked real fast. Time to have a New Year's Eve splash. End poem.
Oh, I just love this. This is the brevity of Teresa. And I say hi to her because she messaged me just before the show began, saying that she'd be listening, and she was so excited that we were reading her poem tonight. So thank you so, so much, Teresa, for sharing this brevity, this excellent little brevity. You know, it's just, I just love those lines, you know, the make me scream, make me shiver. Let's bring next year in with a blast. I just love that. And Kate, that was such an excellent read. What did you think of this poem?
Well, if you're going to have a brevity, this is a brevity to have. Absolutely wonderful. Excuse me, losing my voice. Yes, everything that you might want to make your evening wonderful. Kiss me so soft and tender, hold me tight with all your might. Yes, lovely. I thought it was really, really lovely. And thank you so much for sharing that with us, Teresa. I would have made it longer, sorry. I would have read more slowly. Sorry about that.
Oh, no, that was an excellent read, Kate. And Pam, your thoughts?
Yes, I have to agree. Wonderful read. This is a beautiful, heartfelt brevity. I like that it gets straight to the point. It makes you know what the person wants and what they're looking forward to. I love that end line, time to have a New Year's Eve splash. And my other favorite part was make me scream, make me shiver. Let's bring next year in with a blast. You know, wonderful line, beautifully written and very well done.
Oh, so much so. Thank you so much, Teresa, again, for sharing and, you know, for sharing in most of our contests. Lately, we've been seeing you more and more often, and what a delight. So thank you so much, you know, for sharing your rights. It's so appreciated. And Pam, where do we go next?
Next, I am going to grab
Hi, Frank on the board.
Yes, it's good to see him. Mademoiselle by Poetic Picasso, And he was nice enough to supply us with a SoundCloud. So here we go.
Mademoiselle, it's New Year's Eve. Let's be naughty. We dance together to the sweet sound of jazz. And the night is still virginal for our escapade to be explored. Within the fantasy of the night suffused with the arresting scent of floral redolence, releasing the erotic desires of sexual attraction. I taste a sparkling champagne on your lips, covered with the crimson of your exotic lipstick gloss, as my tongue enters the depth of your insatiable passion. The wetness drips into the sweat of our bodies. I undress your sexy garments, feeling the shivers of your skin. I press my rotating hips against yours, flesh to flesh, naked in the arousing movement of our lust, as we reach the high notes of our midnight moans. You grip onto the tip of my baritone saxophone, blowing and blowing the pitch tempt in your mouth, the musical melodies of orgasmic lovemaking, the cool moisture of a hot new year. Mademoiselle, je veux que tu sois mon chaperon. Je jouerai la séduction de mon saxophone. I want you to be my champagne. I'll play the seduction of my saxophone. Oh la la. Oh la la.
I'm mute again. I just left him time to finish. You know, this is just amazing. He brought the heat again. Oh, my gracious. And I loved how he incorporated so many prompts into this also. Frank, you know, of course, I had one called, which was Mademoiselle. And then I had the jazz in there, too. And, you know, so he incorporated, you know, the jazz with the Mademoiselle and, of course, the champagne. But I thank you, Frank, for the French part. Mademoiselle, je veux que tu sois mon champagne. Je jouerai la séduction de mon saxophone. You know, that's so erotic, you know, the French for me. But I just love this. I taste the sparkling champagne on your lips, covered with the crimson of your exotic lipstick gloss, as my tongue enters the depth of your insatiable passion. The wetness drips into the sweat of our bodies. You know, this is so, so naughty. That was another prompt, too. So naughty, Frank. And so, so deliciously sensual all through. What did you think, Kate?
Nobody warned me it was going to be such a hot new year. Was not expecting, although why would I not expect that? I mean, good heavens, who am I talking about here? Mr. Sensual. That's your new nickname, Mr. Sensual. Yes, I thought it was steamy, very steamy, beautifully, beautifully written as usual. I had to turn you down just a little bit because my ears were starting to burn. Yeah, wonderful. I really enjoyed it. Thank you so much for sharing that with us. Wonderful. Every nuance, every stanza, just a little bit more heat, which I love. And can your voice get any deeper? could be a challenge.
La la.
Oh, hello, Frank.
Hello, hello, hello.
That's so sneaky. I like it. I did not expect you.
We have our man for the night. Ooh-hoo, girl.
I go at a right there now. No, Naomi. I go at a good right there.
Okay. send us your bill afterwards.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, this was so hot. Oh, my gracious, you turned up the heat in the room tonight. And Pam, your thoughts?
Oh, I thought this was definitely muy caliente. I do like that you put the French in there. I thought that was wonderful. Great opening line. It's New Year's Eve. Let's be naughty. You know, it really is the time before you start having to do those New Year's resolutions to take that time to be extra naughty. I really liked this all the way through, but my two favorite parts were, I taste sparkling champagne on your lips covered with the crimson of your exotic lipstick gloss. And that whole stanza. And then the stanza that goes, you grip on to the tip of my baritone saxophone, blowing and blowing the pitch, tempting your mouth. Wonderful, seductive line. Beautifully written and very well done.
Credit there to the better saxophone piece there. Hey, I mean, we all at one time play jazz there a bit there, Pam. Sometimes we do, often more than others. This was really quick. This was inspired by, I don't happen to have the picture up anymore, but it was inspired by, I don't remember the prompt, but it was one of the first couple of prompts here up there. That's what inspired me for this poem. I did it back then, the December the 4th, but it was a very playful prompt. And naturally, this is a poem that's very playful as well. So as with all my central pieces, they're not going to be taken too serious now. They're all good for fun.
Excellent. Hot fun.
Oh,
the
go.
Way we like it.
Thank you.
Thank you, Frank, so much. This was just such an amazing, so delightful, and such an amazingly well-written piece. Yeah, oh la la.
Oh la
la, for sure.
There you go, Weaver. Can
Pam.
I get any more deeper there?
No, I don't think so. You may do yourself
there
some
is.
Terrible
and
damage.
And my voice is deep as it is.
Yes, exactly. Don't damage anything there, Frank. Please keep it in working order for us all. Thank you.
Well, there you go.
Thank you, darling.
And where are we going next, Pam?
To the piano.
Well, up next, we have Piano by Weaver of Dreams. And Kate, you are nice enough to supply us with a SoundCloud. So here we go.
Will you play me like a piano, from the treble clef to the bass, using every theme and variation, full of light rhythm and harmony? Might the tempo be dynamic, lifting me from minor to major, with sweet chord progression, leading onwards to a symphony? Your fingers are strong yet soft, floating, barely touching the keys, producing music from the spheres, felt, not heard, mystical and ethereal. Run your fingers over me, I am pliant, yours alone, though others have tried. Bring forth what only you are able to, that arpeggio that both of us can feel.
Oh, wow. Wow. Amazing. Kate, the extended metaphor of you as the piano and he's playing you. And, you know, you have all those musical terms in there that makes it, you know, just so more you know, such a morbid, beautiful and wonderful, elegant piece. This is just such an elegant, sensual rite. Oh, my gracious. Run your fingers over me. I am pliant, yours alone, though others have tried. Bring forth what only you are able to, that arpeggio that both of us can feel. This is just, wow. I really, really like this one. Wow. What did you think, Pam?
Oh, this is stunning all the way through. Beautifully written lines, wonderful imagery. Like you said, it's a stunning extended metaphor. I have always just, you know, appreciated and enjoyed sensuality that brings music into the poetry. And, you know, I really, really particularly like, might the tempo be dynamic, lifting me from minor to major. It's that idea that a lover that truly knows you will bring out the best in you. And I also really like your fingers are strong yet soft, floating barely touching the keys, producing music from the spheres felt, not heard, mystical and ethereal. Just beautiful lines all the way through, Kate, and a wonderful sensual rite.
Oh, indeed.
Thank you so much.
Wow, this is stunning, Kate. And Frank, what did you think of Kate's poem?
Well,
from
I didn't
the saxophone to the piano.
Well, we decide which one we're there, but I like both of them. Playing both of them are very, very sensual. This poem, I have to say, Eva, I didn't know you were so pliant there, but this took me on to very wonderful imagination here. But I agree, the cadence in this poem, the reference there to music was very good on your part there. You really brought us experience there of just imagining the music you played, the piano you played, the whole sensuality being, you know, drifting from one note to another. I thought that was very true as well. I thought it was very sexy as well. And I like the notion there of the arpeggio, you know, it goes up and down. But I have to say once more, just each of you being pliant there was worth the read there. It was a great poem.
Thank you so much. And
oh,
I have to say, wow, I did a metaphor.
Well, there you go. I use those metaphors just as well, my dear.
Thank you.
Oh, and so beautifully done, Kate. My gracious, bravo. You know, just amazing. What an amazing write. I think this is one of my favorites of you so far. I just loved it. And where are we going next, Miss Pam?
Well, before we move to the next poem, I would like to welcome Captain B2, a.k.a. Bobby, to the show. Welcome, Bobby. Glad you could join us.
Me too.
Hey, hi, Bobby.
Hey.
Hi.
Thank you so much for popping by. So happy to have you.
Well, I always check the board before I go to bed. I saw this lovely invitation from this gorgeous woman, and I thought, I can't pass.
Thank you so much.
It was all my bedtime. Hi, Bobby. I'm sorry I missed your contest. I was looking at the prompts. They're wonderful.
Oh, well, if you have anything to do with the New Year's, you're welcome to pop it on the board for us. Bobby will be.
Yeah. I love the prompts. It's gorgeous, gorgeous prompts. You did.
Did you happen to hear Kate's poem about the piano?
I was I was listening to the comments, and so I went ahead and quickly read over it, and it is delightful. But I would not expect anything less of Kate.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, my dear. How kind.
I do. I like the way the formatting is almost like piano keys. I thought that was clever. Your metaphors are just lovely. I really thought this was a very nice piece.
Thank you.
Amazing comment there, Bobby. That's true, the formatting. I you see? That's an awesome comment. I hadn't noticed that when I was just so taken up with the metaphor itself and the wording, but amazing observation. And Pam, where are we going next?
Well, up next we have Champagne Bubbles by Vicki Moore. And Bobby, would you please give that a read for us?
May I? Oh, goody. It's enthusiasm. I've been saving it all day.
There you go.
Okay. We have Champagne Bubbles by Vicki Moore. Champagne bubbles rise from your neck, your long, lean, sensuous neck. After you soaked the pearls I gave you in that crystal glass of delight, champagne bubbles rise from your navel, tickling my nose as I drink from you while you lie stretched out on the bed wearing only my pearls and stiletto heels. Champagne bubbles touch my hands as I stroke the length of your body, covering us both with tiny pops. You taste like champagne and love. End poem.
Oh, that was an excellent, excellent read there, Bobby. And, you know, I just love how Vicki took the prompt, you know, that picture, and just, you know, ran with it, made it into an extended metaphor, you know, or you know, just used, or rather she used the glass is like the extended metaphor for the body. And, you know, the champagne bubbles, they rise from the neck, from the navel, and bubbles. They touch my hands as they stroke the length of your body, covering us both with the tiny pops. You taste like champagne and love. That's just beautiful. Now, what a wonderful, sensual rite. You know, I love the imagery, the pearls, the stiletto heels, the crystal glass. There's everything. I just love this rite. And what did you think, Frank, Vicki's poem?
Well, I thought the poem was very romantic. It was very sensual, but mostly romantic. I like the emphasis there of the champagne, and I agree with you with the metaphor of the champagne as the body there. I like, you know, there's nothing more sexier than pearls and stiletto heels on a woman. And having a taste of champagne to accompany that is even more sexier. I just thought the poem was very much very, very romantic. I really like the sensuality expressed in this poem. And I like the notion of the champagne there. Well, it's got me going this night now.
Drunk on champagne, Frank.
There you go.
Oh,
it's always
boy.
The best for me. It's always the best.
And Kate, your thoughts, my dear.
Oh, delightful, delightful, delightful. Just so much sensuality crammed into this beautiful. How many stanzas? 3 stanzas. Beautifully written. That glass is an absolutely gorgeous glass too, which helps. But taking everything into that glass and using that to accentuate just exactly how wonderful champagne can be. Is sit gently from your navel. I think that was a lovely idea. Tickling my nose as I drink from you while you lie stretched on the bed, wearing only my pearls and stiletto heels. Yeah, fat chance of getting your pearls back, my dear. I think they've gone.
Oh, my gracious, you're a riot.
Intoxicated there,
Wonder, I just thought this was, that's the way my mind works. Terribly sorry. I tend to be a bit too late.
No, it's but, okay. Oh, we've granted a reprieve for you.
Yeah. I just thought it was absolutely beautiful. And it was elegant. Didn't overstep any bounds. Nothing to shock. Just elegant and loving and sexy, which is all one can ask. That was beautifully done. Thank you so much for sharing that with us, Vicky. It was wonderful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. So, like you said, so elegantly written. Amazing observation there. And Pam, your thoughts?
Oh, my goodness. This is a beautiful, sensual brevity. And I really enjoyed and appreciated it all the way through. There's just something so seductive about sipping on champagne. And my favorite stanza, though, was definitely that second one. You know, while you lie stretched out on the bed wearing only my pearls and stiletto heels. Wonderful lines, beautifully written and very well done.
Amazing comment there, Pam. And Bobby, you read that so well. What are your thoughts?
Thank you. I enjoy the picture. I can't figure out whether the glass is in the pearls or the glass is made out of the pearls, and that's why the champagne is leaking all over the place. But I enjoyed her interpretation of this, because she sees the pearls and the glass, and she was able to weave the two together very delicately, and I really thought that was quite clever.
Oh, yeah, indeed. Awesome comment there. Awesome observation, Bobby. And, yes, thank you so much, Vicky Moore. This is an excellent, an exquisite, you know, very smooth, sexy write. And Pam, where are you taking us next?
Well, up next we have Taste by Hat. And Naomi, will you give that a read for us, please?
Okay, Taste by Hats. I lie down and wait, a green ribbon in my hair. I'm a gift just for you, in nakedness, tied with the green lace, dressed in the drop's perfume, a drop on both inner sides of the calf, joint elbow hole, both sides my neck. First breath, the singing touches of your oceans in the eyes, touches of tenderness, atriums and ventricles are trembling, blood pulsing, allegro. My moan and your sweat, it drips bit by bit. You listen to the sound of pleasure coming out of my wet lips. In the shadows of early night, only moon illuminates the hips and the moist of womb, asking for another semitone of your tenderness so you could count the marks of my widespread thighs. The gentle march of warm breath leans against my skin, and my whole body sings, yes, and more. Heat and thirst of insatiable waves, chattering temptations in my bosom, with your breath on my lap. End poem. What a delicious, so sensual, ripe hereby. By Emily, our Hats. My gracious, you know, we're seeing Emily pop up more and more on our shows, and just so delightful every time to have her write. And this, she really, really outdid herself. Oh, my gracious. Atriums and ventricles are trembling, blood pulsing allegro, by moan, my moan and your sweat, it drips bit by bit. But I mean, all the way through, there's so many lines, like I could, you know, my whole body sings, yes, more. This is just, wow, she just brought the heat. Bravo, Emily. And Kate, your thoughts?
Well, you're echoing my thoughts exactly. This is just, it starts off so beautifully. A gift for you. I lie down with a green ribbon in my hair. I'm a gift for you, which is wonderful. So that sets the scene, doesn't it? And then gradually we have the heat, as you say, builds and builds. I love the fact that we're told exactly how one should put perfume on and exactly where one should put that perfume. I think that's a beautiful touch, because that's, you know, that's kind of how it goes. And then you listen to the sound of my pleasure coming out of my wet lips in the shadows of early night. It's just lovely. Really is beautifully, very, again, very tender. And then it starts to build and build, and you feel that heat and the thirst. Ah, yes, I think this is just wonderful. And I really enjoyed your read as well. Thank you so much for that. Thank you.
Are you on mute, Naomi?
Oh, yes, I am. I
you
am.
Are, she talks
I was just, you know, left speechless after this poem. Awesome, awesome comment there, Kate. And Bobby, your thoughts?
I'm not on mute. I like the way she structured it. Very staccato, short sentences. Great storytelling. I mean, great storytelling, start to finish. I mean, she's got I lie down and wait, a green ribbon in my hair. What a wonderful opening. And then she proceeds to just give us beautiful, subtly erotic visual imagery. And my favorite lines, the gentle march of warm breath leans against my skin and my whole body sings yes and more. Is that gorgeous? I mean, just beautiful. And this is a really wonderfully sensual ride from Hats. I think she did a great job on this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, indeed. Yeah, one of my favorite lines too there, the one that you mentioned there, Bobby. Awesome comment. And Frank, your thoughts?
Well, you know, this is, I agree, it starts off very tender, romantic, but then it goes off to be very sensual, very erotic. But I like the way that she just, you know, uses the foreplay and the aspect of the wordplay as well to bring us the imagery throughout the poem. This whole notion of offering yourself as a gift is one that's very admirable. At the same time, it's very sensual. You know, and there's one thing that we can do with our lover is, you know, to give ourselves completely in the sensual aspect, of course. And I thought this was just a fantastic poem and a display of what a taste and what the taste should be when you're with your lover. If you can't have a better taste than that, then you shouldn't be with that person. So I thought she did a fantastic job with this poem. I agree, it's a very, very well-written poem and a great read as well.
Yeah, I agree. Awesome comment there, Frank. And Pam, your thoughts?
Oh, my goodness, this has such wonderful imagery throughout. It's a beautiful sensual rite. You know, it's interesting because I swear to goodness, the last sensual rite we had from Hats, she was also laying down and waiting. It seems to be a favorite position of hers. So,
how did you know that?
Oh, yes.
Inquiring minds want to know now. Now you've got inquiring minds want to know.
Yeah, right. But no, this is stunning. Really beautiful all the way through. I love how she puts the word tender in there, because there is a not only the sensuality, but it is romantic. It is tender. I really like my moan and your sweat. It drips bit by bit. You listen to the sound of pleasure coming out of my wet lips in the shadows of early night. And then the gentle march of warm breath leans against my skin, and my whole body sings yes and more. Wonderful line, beautifully written and very well done.
Mm-hmm. Ah, yes, bravo. And where are you taking us next, Pam?
Well, up next we have Eve of Eves by Captain Kerr. And Frank, would you go ahead and give that a read for us, please?
All right. It goes like this. There's a poem here by Captain Kerr called Eve of Eves, and it goes like this. I wrote this night black pearls caressing aesthetic curves of white, this Eve of Eves. I caught her, masquerading feathers, spire and windward gaze, diamond sails laced by strands of ice-brown hair. Glinting eyes parade more meltedly composed than liquid fire, soft cheeks boiling over, too hot for flesh to bear, mesmerizing camomile, dancing slowly on her smile, waltzing flames touch lips, sweat, desire, on this night in her kiss to live, through the blaze, heart in hand, my love to give, into poem.
Oh, wow, what an amazing read, Frank. That was a very sensual, sensual read, as always. I just love this, you know, the evolution of this, you know. I wrote her dark as night, black pearls caressing aesthetic curves of white, this Eve of Eves, I court her. This is so elegantly written and exquisitely written. The lines, the way the whole right just flows. It's as if it dances on the page. And he does have a dance in there, waltzing flames, touch lips, sweat, desire. And, you know, your read of it brought out that whole aspect of the right, Frank. There, you did it so much justice. But what a beautiful, you know, very sensual and sultry right by Captain Kerr here. What did you think, Bobby?
I agree. Your comment about elegance certainly applies. It is a very visual right. Black pearls, curves of white, masquerading feathers, brown hair, a lot of diamond sails, a lot of texture and color invoked here. A liquid fire, cheeks boiling over, too hot for flesh to bear. Beautiful visual imagery, and the ending is just exquisite. On this night, in her kiss to live, through the blaze, heart in hand, my love to give. What an exquisite ending to this. It start to finish is a very, I'm going to tuck this one away in my favorites.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, this is like you said, it is a stunningly exquisite, you know, very beautiful light indeed. And Kate, what did you think?
Well, contrary to how I usually feel about poetry, it's the first stanza that completely drew me in. I mean, I just had to carry on. It's just absolutely beautiful. I wrote her dark as night, black pearls caressing aesthetic curves of white, this Eve of Eves, I caught her. Yeah, I thought that those first few lines set it up for me beautifully, and then I could just listen to the rest of it being read, laced by strands of ice brown hair. So this, it's the detail as you mentioned before, it's detail upon detail, layered and layered and layered, so that you're drawn in. You have no choice but to be drawn in. And it's very well, very cleverly done, I think, to make you feel that you're there watching them dancing slowly. Yeah, I thought it was really well done. I really enjoyed it. And that picture is absolutely gorgeous. Ah, so beautiful. Mm-hmm. Beautiful face. So, yes, thank you, Captain Kerr. That was wonderful, and I really enjoyed it.
Thank you. Awesome comment there, Kate. And Frank, you read that so wonderfully. What are your thoughts?
Well, you know, this poem really evoked all types of sentience, you know, the way she did, you know, the poem describes the female in this poem was very much very sensual, very passionate. I do agree with Weaver. I like the way it begins with her dark, you know, the black pearls caressing her steady curves of white. That was beautiful, beautiful. This poem was very, very sensual, but it was very elegant, eloquent as well. And I like the way it captures in the end with that last stanza there, and her kiss to leave to the blaze, heart and arm, I'd love to give. That's a very, I mean, what more romantic could that be? You know, so the poem was exceedingly romantic. At the same time, it was very sensual as well. So I thought Captain Kerr did a fantastic job there, giving us the different aspects of the poem.
Oh, yeah, indeed. You know, and I agree. Awesome, awesome comment there, Frank. And Pam, your thoughts?
Oh, this is beautiful. It has wonderful rhyme and flow, stunning imagery. It's a wonderful sensual rite. Between the title and that first line, it makes me think of Lilith, the woman who was supposed to have been Adam's wife before God cast her aside for being rebellious. And it has that feel to it, but it also has a romantic side to it. It feels like the whole idea of completely surrendering oneself to love, to another person. So beautifully written and very well done.
That's an awesome, awesome observation there, Pam. You know, yeah, so true. Awesome, awesome comment. And where are we going next, Pam?
Well, up next, Bobby, I have your poem, so go ahead and give it a read for us, please.
Oh, all righty. Well, I looked over the prompts, and I've actually had a carpet picnic on New Year's Eve. It's a fun way to ring in the new year. So, carpet picnic. A sensual supper served off the Japanese chabudai as we sit together on the floor, a glorious repast spread before us, and we feast. Steamed lobster drenched in warm, melted butter. I delicately nibble lobster from your butter-coated fingers. It runs down my chin and neck, between my breasts, your lips and tongue in eager pursuit, and we feast. Gorgeous strawberries, round, ripe, succulent, you bite hungrily, the juice lingers on your mouth. I bite hungrily, the whipped cream-coated berry leaves traces of its passage on my lips, and you sample it, and we feast. Champagne quaffed from crystal flutes sparkles like our eyes. We link arms and toast our passions, appetites. We laugh as our robes become drenched and superfluous, chasing the sweet rivulets as they cascade over our skin, and we feast. Naught is left save our dessert. And of course, we have saved the best for last. You are my banquet, and I crave your musky, spiced flavor. You imbibe my sweet nectar, devouring desire's ambrosia, and all through the night we feast. End poem.
Awesome, awesome, right? Wow. That makes me so hungry, Bobby. her, you know, not just, and not just for food, not just for food. Oh my gracious, you know, the way your imagery through this is just succulent. Wow, you know, everything you describe from the warm, you know, that lobster, I can just taste it, the warm melted butter, you know, delicately dripping there, your chin, your neck, your breasts, his lips, you know, all over you, and then the strawberries, the whipped cream. But you know, I really love when you bring in the champagne into it. You know, it's just beautiful, and then the ending is just absolutely amazing. But I really love also the repetition of the words "we feast." You know, like we're feasting on each other, we're enjoying each other, we're spending this marvelous time together, just, you know, feasting on the enjoyment that we have for each other. So just an amazing, amazing write all through, Bobby.
Thank you.
And Kate, your thoughts?
Oh, beautiful. Absolutely. I'm just carried away. Not only am I feeling very sexy, I'm feeling very hungry, just exactly like you had to tell me. You have to invite me to one of those picnics. That is just amazing. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm carried away with it all. It's just what I love these programs. Bobby, this is absolutely beautiful. That's the only word I can use. Absolutely beautiful. You've just,
thank you.
The words, really, the words just hum. There is no hesitation. There is no jaggedness. It just smooth and buttery.
Thank
just
you very
amazing.
Much.
No, really, I really love this one. I mean, I like all your stuff, obviously, but this, I just think it is just beautiful. It's just lovely. Ah, and I want the dessert right now. Thank you very much. I'll have some dessert. Have a little dessert. Yeah,
you must
thank
try
you so much.
You must try a carpenter one day.
Yeah. Oh, thank you. Beautiful, and I really enjoyed it. Too hot. I'm way too hot.
Oh, always up
yep.
to the window there.
I let the snow in. No, I don't
a cold draft
cold.
Wouldn't hurt you there, Weaver.
Oh, a cold draft would be wonderful. Just what I need.
Fan cool.
me now.
There you go.
Don't we have fun? Don't we have so much fun? Oh,
yes,
again,
we do.
I've stopped talking. Thank you very much.
Naomi.
Someone
Naomi, are you on mute?
Yes. I was just saying, Frank, your thoughts.
Well, either you are on mute or you're over there looking for and looking and trying to bring me some strawberries here, whipped cream and champagne.
That would be delicious.
Because those
that
three
would be
things,
great.
Just odd. Yeah, oddly enough, Bobby, how did you know you would tempt me with this poem, knowing how much I indulge myself with whipped cream, champagne, and strawberries? For some reason, apparently, I intuit that.
Of course. I figured I could omit the chocolate and be forgiven.
Oh, there you go. This poem was extraordinary. I just like the wordplay in this poem here, the way you just bring in the seduction. It, you know, the narrative itself was very sensual, but the seduction part of the aspect of this poem is what I enjoyed the most. The way you bring down every element of the poem, from the whipped cream, the strawberries, the champagne, and so on. The dessert itself just left me there wondering there. You talk about the banquet. You talk about musk. Musky spice flavor, the sweet nectar, I mean the ambrosia. I mean, it almost seems that you're offering yourself for a feast, a wonderful feast it must be, especially coming on the Yuletide. I thought, well, Yuletide's already passed, what am I saying? But you did a fantastic job with this poem. It was very seductive from beginning to end.
Thank you. I've always thought that there is, so when done properly, there's something very seductive about eating, with another person.
Oh, that's true.
But
that's true.
Especially when you do it with your fingers and you share with one another and sitting on the floor, I mean, that really really brings it home. That's why picnics are such such romantic things. You've gotten rid of all the furniture, and you've reduced it basically to you and the other person and a cloth and food.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
What could you ask for the piece?
Yeah, awesome. Yeah, it's so true, Bobby. Yeah, that's a great observation there. Yeah, it's true. Picnics are so romantic. And, lying on the floor with a feast like you described, you know, can't ask for anything more.
I have to admit.
Robbie was saying that he has a whipped cream in the fridge there, Naomi, if you look there. He's saying he's got whipped cream there in the fridge. Yeah.
Always have whipped cream. Always.
There you go. Naughty boy. Right there.
And Pam, your thoughts?
Oh, this is a beautiful, sensual rite. It's truly a feast for all the senses. And I really like it all the way through. But I have to say, the stanza with the butter, melted butter and the steamed lobster, it runs down my chin and neck between my breasts, your lips and tongue in eager pursuit, and we feast, was my absolute favorite. So wonderful, right, Bobby, and very well done.
Thank you. Thank you. Fun, right?
Absolutely. It looked like it was.
Thank you for letting me share it.
All right. And up next we have Whatever Devil Listens by Sassy Wings. And Weaver, will you give that a read for us? Please.
Yes, of course. It's a bit while I get it up. Oh, sorry. Won't be a moment. Oh, yes, I got it. Ah, good. This computer must be as old as I am, I swear to goodness. Like, whatever devil listens. The fragrance log your creamy river, laced with the shallows and camouflage shivers, set in thighs, mirroring your eyes, the taste of sweet elixir. The justice of your pink ribbons, narcotic vandals in my visions. Thrust from a feminine pulpit, feeding off amorous respite, and whatever devil listens. End poem.
Whatever devil listens, and that's promising for a naughty night there. But just amazing that the flow of this, and what a brilliantly written brevity this is. She has so much imagery, packed into this little brevity. Mirroring your eyes, the taste of sweet elixir, the justice of your pink ribbons, narcotic vandals in my visions. That is just absolutely amazing. But I just love, feeding off amorous respite and whatever devil listens. I just love that ending. And what did you think, Frank, of this poem? This brevity.
I have been compared to a devil at night, especially on these type of nights here, sensual poems. I got the poem, it was just perfect. I didn't need to add more stanzas onto this piece here. The notion there of sensuality is always there when you use creativity as well. You use expression as well. And I like the notion there of the creamy river, the camouflage shivers, the way she just uses the metaphors. It's very descriptive, but it's also very sensual as well. And I like that notion of the arms respect. It's just offering yourself there It's very sexy as well. So I'm certain Satan himself, if he's listening, he'd have no need to be enticed more after reading this poem.
Mm-hmm, I agree. And you know, her name is Sassy. Her name is Sassy Wings.
That's true.
But this poem has a lot of sass in it. Sexy sass.
Yeah.
High five.
Yeah, I agree with that.
And Kate, your thoughts?
Yes, well, certainly sassy. Just sassy lassie. Yeah, I thought it was beautifully written. I can't help bringing in a Scot sometimes. I'm terrible, sorry. It's my off the accent.
No, that's all right. We'd love to hear more there.
Oh, I don't think so. I'd rather you'd enjoy it. I don't particularly like a Scottish accent. I think it's a wee bit rough, Ken, and the way people talk around here. That's the kind of thing you have to listen to. Yes, so, beautifully written. I'm terribly sorry I went off on a tangent. The justice of your pink ribbons, narcotic vandals on my vision. I think it's beautifully written. And whatever devil listens, I'm sure we'll have an interesting tale to tell. So, lovely. Thank you for sharing that with us, Sassy Wings.
No, thank you. Awesome comment there, Kate. And Bobby, your thoughts?
I'm impressed by the economy of this rite. It is an extremely intriguing and provocative brevity, richly filled with dazzling visual imagery and elegantly crafted metaphor and subtle sensuality. And she is into, 10 lines and very short. Very short staccato sentences, mirroring in your eyes the taste of sweet elixir. I mean, just it is exquisite writing and a stunning example of less being more.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, indeed. Amazing, amazing brevity. Awesome comment there, Bobby. And I'm all mixed up here. Frank, did I ask you to comment?
Well, you did, but I don't know if I can add any more to that. It's been said.
Okay, and Pam, your thoughts?
Well, this is a beautiful, sensual brevity, and I really like the line, set in thighs, nearing your eyes, the taste of sweet elixir. You know, just a stunning right and very well done. So,
yeah, indeed.
Absolutely.
So where do we go next?
All right. Up next we have Resolution by Dammit Dave. And Frank, would you give that a read for us, please?
All right. This is a poem called Resolution by Dammit. I don't make resolutions as a rule. But there's one thing that I'm resolved to do. Though this may leave me sounding like a fool, I'll spend love you. Girl, I'll know you more now every day. Through stick, thick and thin, I'll be right by your side. Let's get this happy new year underway. To be my blushing bride. If you say yes, I'll make this promise now. I will love you till the end of time. I'll cherish you, and that's my solemn vow. There is no mountain together we can't climb. Upon one knee, I'm down upon the floor. Please let me be your man for more. End of poem.
Oh, wow. I wonder if this is a real proposal.
Yeah. But... I was thinking the same as I was reading. I was trying to figure that.
Dave, now this is a wonderful rhythm and rhyme, you know, just like Dave can always do them. If you say yes, I'll make this promise now that I will love you till the end of time. I'll cherish you, and that's my solemn vow. There is no mount together we can't climb. Just a wonderful, wonderful vows, you know, to be made on with a marriage proposal. This is beautifully done. What did you think, Kate?
Well, I think it was very pleasant to be the rehearsal hearer, the person who hears this rehearsal for this this proposal. I think that's beautiful, and I think he did it very well. So I think he's going to get the girl, that's what I reckon. But isn't that lovely, though? I mean, it's a sweet thing, the sweet proposal, the sweet poem, and so much love there. I thought it was lovely. Very brave as well to let us into your heart. Tell us what you're thinking and feeling. Thank you, damn it, Dave. It was a delight.
Mhm. It was indeed. And Bobby, your thoughts?
Very romantic. It did sound actually like it was something that a man would deliver to a woman in proposal. I mean, it is just. It's exquisite. If it truly is, I mean, how could a gal say no to something that's this elegant and this heartfelt, and obviously has this much thought and work put into it? I mean, to craft a Shakespearean sonnet as a proposal, my goodness, it doesn't get much better than that unless it has melted butter on it.
Amen to that.
Margarine, are we talking there?
And Pam, your thoughts?
Yes, this is definitely lovely. It's romantic. It's tender. Great rhyme and flow. I really like, if you say yes, I'll make this promise now that I will love you till the end of time. I'll cherish you, and that's my solemn vow. There is no mount together we can't climb. And I especially like that end line of that stanza because it reminds us that the marriage isn't just about one person making a solemn vow, but about two people and a partnership. So wonderful, right, and very well done.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, indeed. Awesome, awesome comment there. And Frank, did I get you?
No, I don't believe this round you have. This poem really, you know, it took me down memory lane as well for myself there. But I thought the poem was very, you know, essentially the poem is, you know, we know it's romantic, but I like the way the poem is very sincere. The admission, you know, that's revealed in this poem is very admirable. You know, the notion there of offering yourself, you know, giving all you can to that person there that you love is very, you know, essentially it's just romantic. And I like that notion there. If I say yes, I'll make this promise now. You know, promises are always made, you know, and vows are made, you know, but there's, you know, there's never a guarantee, you know, for how long a marriage will last. But you have to live in the moment, in the present. You can't live in the future and predict things that you don't know. So a resolution, a New Year's resolution like this, is always one that you never know what will become. But I do believe in this case here that there is such a wonderful outcome to be surmised from this poem here. So but a fantastic read. I mean, fantastic read. The one who read it might say, a fantastic poem. It's getting that late in the hour for me.
And Pam, where are we going next?
All right, up next we have A Brand New Row by Kay Heartless, and it goes like this: a wine glass kiss, delicate clink, bubbles from a festive drink, touch lips of ballet slipper pink, the clock strokes me evenly. A final symphony for tonight is New Year's Eve. May this year end with measured dignity. After hours, return from steamy shower, undressed, save for a velvety floral bodice. Skin a sparkler, eyes surprise confetti, and we dance in remembrance, black and white elegance. I will trace each blossom through the lacy night, escape each wandering vine to rediscover the sacred stem, to climax with a countdown. 3, 2, 1, I'm in, and I am made bold by your corseted strength and bitter cold. So with my sturdy hoe, I'll sow and sow and sow, as the year ahead deserves a happy resolution and a brand new row and poem.
Oh, awesome, awesome read there, Pam. And, you know, this is amazing, right, by Kay Harkless here. I love her use of the, you know, so, and, you know, a happy resolution and a brand new row. You know, like a metaphor for gardening there, and the sturdy hoe. But, you know, there's so much that I like. I think I like the, you know, of course, the imagery of the middle stanza is beautiful. But the way it starts out, you know, a wine glass kiss, delicate clink, bubbles from a festive drink, touch lips of Belle, slipper pink. This clock strokes me evenly, a final symphony. I just love that how she started out this write, just beautifully written. And Bobby, your thoughts?
I like the way she's interpreted the prompt. I thought it was a very clever. The internal rhyming is really intriguing. It gives the read an unusual rhythm and cadence to it, almost very melodious. And the storytelling is interesting in that we've got just phrasing, skin a sparkler, eyes surprise confetti, and we dance in remembrance, black and white elegance. It's very subtle sensuality. And I like that. That shows a very nimble mind at work. This is a very artfully done piece, very sensual, and certainly a great interpretation of the prompt.
Oh, yeah. It's very cleverly executed, for sure. Awesome comment there. And Kate, your thoughts?
Oh, I love a beautiful, beautiful poem. I love that first few lines. A wine glass kiss, delicate clink, bubbles from a festive drink, touch lips of valley slipper pink. Just beautifully, beautifully put together. It's just such a lovely thought. We love to watch ballet dancers. They're so elegant and so soft and gentle. And you know, they leap as if they have wings and come down just the same way. So elegantly. So I thought this was a beautiful poem. And I thought it was skin of sparkler, eyes, surprise, confetti, and we danced in remembrance, black and white elegance. Yes, I like the rhyming as well. Beautifully done. So yes, I did enjoy this very much. I think this is a very clever, very interesting, and very loving poem. Thank you for sharing.
Oh, indeed. Awesome comment there, Kate. And Frank, your thoughts?
Yeah, this was actually the prompt that I used. That was my same prompt as well. This poem, well, first of all, this sounds like a wonderful, one hell of a time. You know, I would love to have a New Year's Eve like this. This is just fantastic. I like to have the poem is presented. The New Year's Eve. And how, can you hear me?
Yeah, we lost you for a little
okay.
bit there.
Yeah, so it's just in my hand gets tired at times from holding the phone. I'm sure you understand that. So I've got to switch hands there. So this poem essentially was just just captured, you know, it's captivating, it's very central, but it just captured the essence of New Year's Eve. And I like the notion there of just giving us the description of with the metaphors presented in this poem, but ending it with the 3, 2, 1, you know, the countdown. There's so much of a resolution that we could think about and offer, you know, when we think about New Year's Eve resolution. but this is one damn good poem, you know, and it sounds like a great time. So I thought the poet or the poetess in this case did a fantastic job of giving us just the visuals on the, throughout the poem of what a New Year's Eve is, what it represents in its totality.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, awesome comment there, Frank. And Pam, where are you taking us next?
Up next we have I Would Eat Her, But She Is Inedible by Aspen Kim. And Frank, will you please give that a read for us?
Yes, one moment here. This is called I Would Eat Her, But She's Inedible there by Aspen Kim. And it goes like this. I come home one evening in the late hours of the night. The air is thick with silence. Not a thing stirs. Fatigue has filled my veins and I am famished. The zeal for everything life has to offer. Gone with the gentle evening breeze, I reach for the door, already open an inch, as if someone was expecting me. I push open the door. The hinges squeal with excitement. I step into the room and come to a halt. Candles are all over the room, their flames dancing seductively, filling the room with warmth. The air smells of bread and lentil stew. Jars of wine decorate the table. Roses are strewn all over the floor. A voice beckons me. It is dripping with passion. Welcome home, my lord, I hear, standing by the table, dangerous and confident. Her curved, detailed body, exposed in all the right places. She walks up to me with a knowing stride. I am engulfed in lavender perfume. She whispers to me, why do you keep me waiting? A small soft hands grip my arm, pull me into her. My blood boils and I ascend. I feel akin to a god in the poem.
What a wonderful read there, Frank. You really brought out the whole, essence of the poem amazingly. Yeah, this is amazing storytelling all the way through, you know, with the, you know, even the hinges that squeal with excitement, awesome details put into this whole right here. I just love the air smells of bread and lentil stew. I just think of, you know, that smell must be wonderful. But, you know, just an awesome storytelling all through, amazingly well executed here. And Kate, your thoughts.
It's all right. I wasn't actually on mute. I was just trying to find the button. Everything went everywhere. Yes, beautiful. I really enjoyed this. Bear with me a second. Yes. Standing by the table. I'm sorry, my voice is going. Dangerous and confident. Her curved, detailed body exposed in all the right places. Well, that's the way you want to look, isn't it? If you want to seduce somebody. And walks up to me with a knowing stride. Sorry, my voice is definitely going. So yes, I think this is a very sensual, very sexy, very well written. And basically, you just have that whole night all filled out for you, ready to go, everything as it should be. Even the hinges are squealing with excitement. A wonderful, wonderful write. Thank you, Aspen.
Wonderful comment there, Kate. And Bobby, your thoughts.
Still chuckling over Kate's comments. you are such a vixen, you saucy Scot, you.
So well.
I like this is very simple, very straightforward. It is as you said, it is superb storytelling. It paints a word picture. Interesting, there's and introducing here very subtly the air smells of bread and lentil stew. Well, I don't know if everyone realizes, but actually having lentils on New Year's Eve is an Italian tradition. It is eating lentils on New Year's Eve is for wealth and prosperity, because the little flat lentils were once to resemble Roman coins. And you eat them after midnight. It's a tradition that's said to date back to ancient Rome. And if you to wish friends luck and prosperity, ancient Romans would give a pouch full of lentils as a gift. So that's a very subtle comment in there for those who know different traditions. And jars of wine decorate the table. I like that. She's made it. It's elegant in its simplicity. It's very earthy. Bread and lentil stew and jars of wine, very earthy, very, very elemental. And the comments about her curved body exposed in all the right places. Wonderful, leaving it as an exercise to the reader. I really, really like them. And the last two lines, my blood boils and I ascend, I feel akin to a god. This is superb writing from start to finish.
Thank you. Thank you so much, for that bits of information there, Bobby. So,
I didn't know if anybody knew. Yeah.
No, I didn't anyway. So enlightening us tonight. And Frank, your thoughts?
Well, lentil is one of my favorite food as well. You know, I used to eat that a lot over in Spain. This is just a fantastic poem. I agree with what Bobby was saying there. You know, the essence of a poem really, you know, when you talk about, you know, using the title itself, I would eat it, but she is inedible. That really is very intuitive there. I just like her note from this poem, representative of how, you know, how he comes home and he finds himself, you know, hungry, as if I say, for food, yet at the same time, it's his lover there that is offering herself as the platter, as one would say. And I like the whole notion of this poem being, you know, in that regard, being described there. I like when the poem ends there with the small, soft hands grip my arm, the blood boils and I feel akin to a god. It almost, you know, it's just extraordinary, you know, just offering the notion there of you know, of yourself to a lover and being that main dish there, that is exquisite. And it's also somewhat making me more hungry. You know, if the strawberries didn't get me, the whipped cream, I'm starting to get even more hungry here now with the stew and the lentils there.
Awesome comment, Frank. And where do we go next, Pam?
All right. Up next, we have Heartbreaker by Blue Leader One. And Naomi, will you please give that a read for us?
Okay. So we have Heartbreaker. When you walked into the room, I felt the voodoo. It was your violent style. You had on a lipstick so red it looked like fresh blood. Your eyes shone with a cold blue fire, a killer elite. You checked me out all cool in that German way. I wore a suit so sharp it cut atoms. I wore a suit so sharp it cut atoms. As I walked, I looked dangerous. You held your cool gaze, then laughed as you peeled back your lips to show your wolf's teeth. I knew it was battle. We circled around each other, two apex predators hunting for life and death. I finally caught you in the hallway, pulled the cabadon on you, and stopped time to really see you. You showed contempt and defiance, but my vision blew past your defenses into every corner of your soul. And I know, at first you were steel, but then you quivered when I moved my face close and whispered in your ear, I can make you a new thing in a new world where only your joy lives. Oh, what a great fantasy poem. You know, I think Kate would like this one. What are your thoughts, Kate?
Oh, yes, exactly. Anything to do with the unknown, I love it. Voodoo is something I haven't actually got into that much. I've read a little bit about it, but it sounds fascinating. It's so much different from everything else. But beautiful, beautiful stanzas. And low, short stanzas as well, which are great. I wore a suit so sharp it cut atoms as I walked. I looked dangerous. Now, that's an amazing line. It cut atoms as I walked. That's such a... I love people's imagination. It just brings everything to you that you never thought of before. It's so interesting. A wolf's teeth. So now we have predators, we have wolves, we have voodoos. Oh, great. This is a beautiful piece of poetry, and I really enjoyed reading it. So thank you very much for sharing that with us, because it's also very interesting, which is great. Thank you, Blue Leader.
Indeed, very intriguing piece, so well written. And Bobby, your thoughts?
I really enjoyed the storytelling. You can feel the challenging of you've got two alphas here, it just challenging each other, which always makes for fascinating storytelling. And the way it's expressed, I finally caught you in the hallway, pulled a cabadon on you. That's not a word you see very often, but it is wonderfully expressive. If you know what the definition of it is, it's a great word to use in a poem because it says so much economically. And it just,
what
the
is,
whole, the whole.
What is it?
Oh, a cabadon? It's a Japanese word, actually. It refers to the action of slapping a wall fiercely, which produces the don. Yeah, kabe meaning wall, and don is bang. So it's a Japanese word, don. It's that he's trapped her, and he slaps the wall next to her, very expressive, a lot of energy. There's a lot of energy, sub rosa energy in this poem, just flowing right below the surface, because you can feel the tension in it, and it makes for a very exciting read, a very exciting storytelling. At first you were steel, but then you quivered when I moved my face close and whispered in your ear. This is superb storytelling, and to take the string of suspense and tension through the whole thing is really superb writing.
Awesome comment there, Bobby. And Frank, your thoughts?
Frank had to go.
Okay. Well, I guess we won't try and fit in another right, Pam, because we only have 2 minutes left.
Right.
Unless we have a really...
Yeah.
I'm so sorry. We'll have a few carryovers. But, yeah, I just want to thank everybody who wrote for the contest. And, you know, thank you from the bottom of our hearts. And, you know, the Happy New Year to everybody, new year that's coming up. And thank you so much, Kate, for phoning in, and Bobby and Frank, you know, for being a wonderful guest for us tonight, and your wonderful reading and your comments. So appreciate it. Thank you for everybody out on the board all night, you know, Robbie and Casey was there, and Dark and Doris, and everybody who was listening in or will be listening in later. We so appreciate you. And thank you, Pam, for being my awesome, awesome co-host that you always are. And do you have any upcoming shows you want to talk about, Pam, or last minute details?
Well, I'll just say, if you want to listen in or join us 30 minutes from now for Headliners Ball, where we will be headlining the poetry of Samuel Black and Laurent Yvonne. And, of course, as always, check out all the poetry contests and topic boards put up by our late-night poets, hosts and hostesses, because you're sure to find something to inspire.
Oh, for sure.
I just posted a new contest today.
Superb. For your show, Bobby?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. So check that out, everybody. And so this has been a wonderful evening, and I just want to say a lovely good night to everybody. So good night, everybody.
Good night, my dear. Good night. Yeah.